Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
He was the man that done such awesome things. Of course, many men did this, really. But it's amazing how you can be in church all your life, you know, and get to be an old man almost before you ever hear of Smith Wigglesworth. You know, it took me, I guess it was only 10 years ago when I heard of him. Many people, especially in the Baptist church, we'd never heard of guys like Smith Wigglesworth, because none of our preachers ever talk about Smith Wigglesworth because they don't know who he is either. They're just like I was. In fact, Smith Wigglesworth was the man that whenever his wife, Polly, died, he knew who he was. He knew he didn't have to sweat death. He knew that translation was the way they were going to go. But he really thought the enemy had slipped up on Polly, his beautiful wife, when she was about 65. So he was off in another place preaching, and Polly was preaching too that morning in the mission, and all of a sudden she just gone, dead. The Lord translated her. And so a doctor and a police officer, I believe it was, rode in a buggy 2 or 3 or 4 hours to another city where he was preaching and told him, said, Smith, Polly died this morning. And he just looked and said, where'd you put her? And they said, well, she's in your house. He said, well, let's go back. So they got in the buggy and they rode back. When he got to the house, he walked in. He said, where is my wife? They said, she's upstairs in the bed, in the upstairs bedroom. So Smith walked up, not a tear in his eye or nothing. He walks up, sits down on the side of the bed, and he puts his hand on his wife and says, death, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, I command your spirit of life back in you. And that woman, which had been dead 8 hours now, stiff, sat up and said, Smith, what do you mean calling me back from the Lord? True story. True story. Now, this ain't some fictitious thing. This is a documented true story. He said, Polly, I can't live without you. She said, it's my time. The Lord had showed me it was my time to come home to be with Him. And I was with Him. What do you mean calling me back from heaven? I mean, his wife is giving him a hard time. I mean, if you ever see it, you would never want to come back, would you? No. But he said, you know, I'm only going to release... See, he knew his authority on earth. He said, I'm only going to release you back into the arms of the Lord if you can assure me that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt it is your time to be at home with the Lord. She said, Smith, it is my time. She said, it is my time. He said, okay, if you're sure. She said, it is. And so they hugged and kissed, and he said, I release you back into the arms of the Lord. And that body fell back stiff as a board in that bed. Her spirit left. God has given us, as His obedient servants, far more authority on earth than most of us ever dream is ours. But He gave it all to us in the Word. Now, Smith Wigglesworth was a man that was completely illiterate. He had never read a book in his life, and his wife taught him to read the Bible. And the Bible is the only book he ever read in his life. And he never, once he got born again, he was never without his Bible. You could never find him without at least a New Testament on him. Never. And he read it day and night. And he never went more than a few minutes without reading and worshiping and praising God. One of the stories I read was one day a guy had bought a new car. This was a new thing. Smith had not seen very many cars, so he said, this guy wanted to take me for a ride. So we're riding down the road, and I'm going along there. He says, in about 30 minutes, I'm just so interested in this guy's car. He's showing me all about it, and all of a sudden I said, stop, stop. And he said, I thought we was fixing to run over somebody. So he said, I stopped right quick. I said, what's wrong? He looked up and said, Lord, forgive me. I haven't praised you in 30 minutes. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for getting so involved in this car and forgetting about you. When God says, I'm jealous, and you're to put me first. We don't take that to heart. We don't take that to heart. If you really want God to do everything He said He'd do in His Word, you've got to put Him first. You've got to worship Him and praise Him and thank Him. Now then, so from these scriptures, we have learned why people that are not interested in God's Word, this magnificent gift, we've learned what the problem is. It's Satan and his demonic spirits. They have blinded the minds of the people that's not interested in hearing the gospel. He's blinded the minds of Christians that are not interested in hearing the message of healing or deliverance or anything else. He's blinded the minds of men and women to think about having another mate. How many divorces do we have in the church today? You know, in the church, we should never have a divorce. Never. But since we do not believe God's Word, since we're carnal, especially since I've become a pastor, how many women have I ministered to? Many that will come to me and says, my husband, you know, he's not good to me. He won't come to church with me. And this girl may be 30 years old. I said, how long have you been married, young lady? Well, 5 years. How long have you been a Christian? Oh, well, since I was 12. Well, your husband, where did y'all go to church when you got married? Well, he didn't go to church. I mean, I met him, and he drinks a little. He likes to go out to the bars and hang around. I said, what'd you marry that guy for? Well, she said, I loved him. I said, but didn't you realize God says you're not to be unequally yoked? Well, but I mean, he was a star football player, you know, in high school. And I mean, in college. And I just thought he was the most handsome thing I ever saw. I said, that's where you go wrong, young lady. You go by your outward appearances instead of the inner man. I said, so now you're living with a devil. Now you're living with a demon. And you wonder why you're having troubles. Well, what can I do about it? Okay. Many of you have made that same mistake. What can you do about it? Well, praise God, there is something you can do about it. And it's wonderful to learn what you can do. Now then, in 1 John 3:8, I want to give you one scripture here of what the Lord did to the devil when he came to this earth. In 1 John 3:8, he who sins is of the devil. Now, how can you tell who's of the devil? By their sins. If people are sinning, they're of the devil. It says, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, this verse clearly says that Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. If Jesus destroyed the works of the devil, then why in the world is that beast still running around on the earth, running things? Because the church has not learned her authority over the devil. You know, I've even heard preachers, Pentecostal preachers, that when I start talking about the devil, they say, now, Thurman, don't talk about the devil. I said, why not? And they said, well, I'm afraid you might get him all upset and he start moving in my church and causing some problems. I said, if he's already got you there, he's already blinded your mind. I said, the devil is a peanut. He's a pushover. Our king destroyed him 2,000 years ago. Totally defeated him. I used to pray and say, God, please, Lord, please do something with the devil. He appears to be running everything. Any of y'all ever prayed a stupid prayer like that besides me? And you know what your answer is from God? I did. It's done. When you really stop and think about the last thing the Lord says when he got ready to leave this earth to go back to heaven, after his death, burial, and resurrection, you got to realize that the minute that Jesus was driven all the way to the cross and died on the cross, when he died on the cross, the scripture says if Satan had known what he was doing, he would not have crucified the Son of Glory. Because the minute Satan destroyed the body of Jesus on the cross, in the judicial system in heaven, it says in Genesis 6:9 that when any man takes an honest man's life, his blood is required of him. That's how our Savior defeated the devil, by dying, allowing the devil to kill him, by freely letting the devil take him to the cross and kill him. When the devil killed an innocent man, he destroyed himself. I want you to see that in Hebrews 2:14. In Hebrews 2:14, in the Living Bible, it says, "Since we, God's children, are human beings made of flesh and blood, He, Jesus, became flesh and blood too by being born in human form, for only as a human being could He, Jesus, die and in dying break the power of the devil who had the power of death." Does your Bible read something like that? Hebrews 2:14. So by becoming flesh and blood, our Savior, when He died on the cross, He destroyed him who had the power of death. That is the devil. He destroyed him who had the power of what?
Death.
If He destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil, then you and I don't have to sweat the devil no more. Then Jesus, by doing this, when He got ready to go back to heaven, He standing on the Mount of Olives, and He held up His hand to bless His men, and He says, "All power in heaven and earth is given to me. Now you go and you preach this gospel to every creature, and everyone that believes and is baptized will be saved. And everyone that will not believe you will be condemned to hell. And these signs shall follow them that believe."
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.